Okay. Good morning, everyone. This is Chip Littlejohn. I am in Scottsbluff, Nebraska. It is the 20th of April, 2022, and this is our Wednesday Avini product civil call. And we really have an astonishing array of products and ideas that have come to us. And I've been working on finding things to say and ways to approach it that are maybe better, more efficient, catchier. If we were working on a song and wanting to, maybe we kind of had the song written, but we wanted to add a word or a note or some little twist at the end that made it more interesting, to make it catchy, memorable. That's what we're working on right now. So I kind of would like to ask you to help us as a group get our thoughts together and get our presentations together. And actually, that little statement right there isn't a bad approach. You know, there's been some huge discoveries in the world, and I need to be able to present them to people. I wondered if you would help me wrap words around it, to be able to tell people in a way that's compelling, that they'll get it and understand it and want to try it. I wonder if you'd help me do that. And that really isn't a bad approach even for a brand new person, I don't think, because there have been a series of huge discoveries, and they haven't really made it to the surface yet. We are working with a couple of great scientists, and one of their greatest frustrations in life is that they have. If you listen to Dr. Samuelson, he says, I've created some of the most important resolutions to people's problems that have ever existed, and they have trouble getting noticed. Got to come up with a process in the system so that it's more beneficial to be well, more profitable to be well, than it is to get involved in sick care. I was kind of brainstorming with Dave Johnson yesterday morning. I was out at the lake for one of the early times this year and just sitting on a picnic table, and we were talking, and he was saying, you know, he had read that there was a meeting going on in a medical pharmaceutical company, and they were considering a remedy that worked great. One of the board members said, you know, is there really anything for us in a product that cures something? Because we're going to put ourselves out of business right after we do it. And we're going to work ourselves right out of a job. Well, here, that's kind of our goal, isn't it? You know, we sort of want to be so good at simplifying and making this accessible to people that they can do it. And that they don't just take care of themselves then, that they're able to care for others. That really is the model that we work with here. And that is what network marketing, a product that deserves to be a network marketing product, or a group of them, is like. It works so well that not only can you take care of yourself upon knowing about it and using it, that you're able to reach out and help others as well. It's that simple, that easy, that understandable. And that's really what you've run into when you're here working with us. When I get up in the morning, I you know, coach myself to get out the door and take a little walk, and I always hope to learn something along the way that might be applicable to today's talk, so it'll be a better talk than it would have been if I didn't walk. And today I ran into a swan, a squirrel, and a bunny, and all of them came with a story, and I'm going to choose the squirrel story, because if I told all the stories, I'd use my whole hour. There's a little tree along the walkway, and I like to go to that tree because I would like to be able to do chin-ups, and so I can it's quite an effort to lift my entire body on a chin-up. But there's a perfect branch there on that tree that I can get a hold of and work on, you know, wanting to be able to do a chin-up. And so got there, and there grabbed a hold of the branch. There was a squirrel in the tree right close to me, and what a big tree, and he started working his way up the tree. And I hesitated a moment, and I looked at him, and he was carrying a seed pod from a locust tree. And I thought, well, see, there's a lot of seed pods around here, and he's sure hanging on to that tight. But he was a little bit nervous about me being there. I don't, I think everybody else just stays on the path. I got off the path a little bit, okay? So it's okay for you guys to get off the path a little bit. And so here he is, and he starts working his way up in the tree, and I thought, this is going to be interesting because he's not expecting me, number one, to be here, number two, to grab a hold of the branch, and number two, to swing from it, and then to swing my feet up in the tree, because I figured out that would make me lighter, and so I could actually do some chin-ups that way. I thought I maybe would make more progress, but I thought, I'm going to see what he does about this. Swung my feet up on the branch that I used, and when I did that, I thought he would get a response from him, and it sure did, because the tree is small enough, it shook the whole tree, and he actually dropped the seed pod and looked at me and started hollering at me. And I thought, got your attention, didn't I? And that's a lot of what we have to do. Sometimes you have to be just a little off the path, just a little bit outlandish, just something to get someone's attention to start the conversation. And that's the most challenging thing. I always loved my old buddy Butch Terrell, Cowboy Butch, and people would ask him, like they ask all of you guys, what do you say when you talk to people? And he said, well, I finally figured it out. I don't really know exactly what I'm going to say. I need to have some idea. But I just dial the phone, and when they say hello, I always say something. So that entry into the conversation is oftentimes, you know, that's the glorious moment. And then, you know, you're talking about something of great importance. Something of great importance. And I was thinking, okay, what does it take for you and me to be interested in doing something like this? What's it take? What's it got to be? It has to be compelling. It has to be really, really important. It has to solve some of the most significant problems that people have. Hopefully be applicable to me, right? And to you. I always say, I won't do it unless the benefit of the products is worth a lot more than what I have to pay for them. The benefit of the things that I'm getting from the company need to be worth a lot more than what I'm paying for them. Have to be. Otherwise, not going to light you up, not going to light me up. I'm not going to be interested. You know, I'm not going to be wanting to have that as important conversations that I have with people. So it's kind of like, all right, so we come across something that is that. And Dave asked me to talk on Saturday morning on his Saturday morning Zoom, and he said, would you do a little bit about, you know, the history, where this all came from, when you first learned, that kind of thing. And I thought about that moment, and I'll tell you just a tiny bit about it right now. Mark was on the phone with a guy that heard that she was great at doing this kind of business, and he was, you know, asking her if she'd like to help him. And they were introducing a new product, and, you know, they sent him, at that time I think it was a fax, and handed it over her shoulder to me, and I started reading about it. And the guy didn't know anything about it, just that they were going to introduce something new. And I started reading it, and I thought, oh, my gosh. If this is true, this is one of the most important things I've ever run across. And it was the mechanisms of zeolite. And here it is today, and I still feel the same way, and it's still pretty much undiscovered. I mean, the problems of the world that it's able to solve are still out there in mass. And so we really, really need help from each other to get good at representing these ideas. So that's kind of how we're starting today. And I thought, it's putting a little bit of a, you know, doing these interactions with you guys and being trusted to interact with you, with your people, that kind of thing. Want to be able to get better at it. I know you want to be better at it too. I've actually, in the old days, it's been a while since I felt like I had to do this, but I would tell something about something I was representing, and they didn't get it. And I'd come back and say, you know, I kind of have to apologize. I have gotten better. See what you think when I tell you this way. See if I sing the song with this little twist of a note or this little twist. Actually, those kind of things, you know, are what make great songs wind up being great. And it makes great approaches being great, too. So let's just look at a few things. That thought, the thought you set your mind to before the conversation, this is one of the most important discoveries. Actually, it's a series now of important discoveries that we represent. That's the mindset. This conversation has to do with you and me, but has to do with thousands of other people and situations that I would never get to if it weren't for you and I talking today. That's how important this conversation is. What we are talking about, and I hope you hear me here, I'm crafting words. And if you pick up some of these phrases and you find them useful, please capture them. If something comes into your own mind and you think, oh, I like saying it that way, like Georgia last night saying that the skin on her feet was angry. She had angry feet. That I thought, what a great description. You know, you really don't have, okay, I want to know more about that. What are angry feet? What causes 1,500 people to be in a group trying to solve that problem that you just solved with a beanie? Angry feet. So what we have is not just another thing. I used to say it's one thing that changes everything, but it's more than that suddenly, right? It's not one thing that changes everything. Remember, I've been coming in through that zeolite door for so long, it's habit to me. I feel like it's one of the most important things I've ever come across. I want you to know about it. I want you to benefit from it. But now, it's not just another thing. It's one company that changes everything. Our structure is so different. You know, you think about democracy as an idea where the best ideas and the best people go to the top if it's running purely. And I think we've gotten to a situation where we've run purely with a network marketing structure where the best minds, our scientists, actually have their hands on the controls. Yeah, we got two great execs, which is Neil and Doug. Those are our executive committee, and we've got, but with their hands on the controls intentionally are the scientists, the product creators, not just another thing. One company that changes everything. It has a different structure, different systems, a different sense of confidence about it, that you're not going to have a product that was almost what it should have been and got suppressed for some reason because of it was going to work too good or it was going to, you know, cost too much or whatever it was. That those factors are just not going to knock those guys' hands off of the control. It's just not going to. So what do we got? And I'm going to pick on each product just a little bit so that you know, each of our products now is so good you could come in through that. That could be your entry door into a beanie. I'm so used to using zeolite, I'm going to start there. You know, it's all of a sudden you have an ability to take a shower on the inside. Never could do that before, could you? But there's stuff in there you want to get rid of. Now you can do it inexpensively, frequently, every day. It's nothing more than a new form of hygiene. How important is hygiene? You know, back in the Black Plague, people with better hygiene, maybe a sweepable floor, maybe a better source of water, didn't get sick. Hygiene. Zeolite, taking a shower on the inside. New form of hygiene. Stuff is stuck in you that hurts you. And we have found a substance that is able to steal it from you. It actually gets stuck in that substance more than it does in you. When it gets stuck, it's like a dimmer switch. Everything about you begins to dim as you accumulate these poisons over a lifetime. Rick has created a handle to put on the dimmer switch so you can reach it. It's on your back. Now you can reach back there, turn yourself back up to bright. He loves what my wife said about a dirty sponge doesn't pick things up. Well, zeolites, unprepared for this use, are still full of poison. They're still dirty. Like having a dirty kitchen sponge. You're not going to pick up that nasty thing and go clean the counter you're going to eat off of. You clean the sponge, right? Then you use it. He loves that. Who's it good for? Doesn't matter what's right or wrong. If you're setting out to set some sort of a athletic record, I'm going to suggest the same thing as if your event is getting over a horrible illness. I like treating people that are sick like they're athletes. You know, their event is getting over that illness. And we're not going to stop when they're fine. We're going to keep going way beyond that. Okay? So, who's it good for? Everyone. Isn't it cool if the person who recommends it to you is doing it to help themselves and go to the doctor and get something like that? You know, they're not using that stuff for prevention. Dave highlighted the other day when we were talking, came up with the concept of desperate care. You know, because I kept thinking about the standard of care, standard of care, standard of care. Everybody kept recommending the standard of care when Marcy was in trouble. And I thought, man, that's not the standard of care. That's desperate care. Because you wouldn't do it if you weren't desperate. I mean, the doc doesn't do it to make himself healthier, right? And chances are if he gets sick, he's not going to do that either because he knows what happens when people do that. Have you run into that? Have you seen a medical person that wouldn't do what they've been recommending to other people, or their family member gets sick, and suddenly they wind up in touch with you because they don't want to do that? They want to find another better way. They don't want the sick care anymore. All of a sudden, they want wellness to be profitable. They want to find the person that knows, the person with that in their head. That's who they're looking for all of a sudden. Oh, my gosh. Got way more stuff than I could do in a call. I was trying to boil it way down. Looks like we're going to have more calls. And anyway, yeah. So how do you learn about zeolite? Real simple. You need to know one thing, one study, that is the urinary excretion of heavy metals increases in the presence of activated zeolite. That's it. All you got to know is the title of it. Don't need to read it, just need to know the title. Then start looking at the heavy metals and how they hurt you. Oh boy, do you ever want to get rid of them at that point? That's just slick as can be. And you can have a couple of examples like, you know, things like mercury dissolves the insulation on the nerves in your brain. You know, mercury also keeps the mitochondria from being able to produce energy. Just little things like that that you might be interested in. So if you're foggy headed and don't produce much energy, maybe it's because you got mercury. Or you got arsenic and you don't feel like you got enough stem cells. You're starting to age because you're not replacing yourself frequently enough and often enough. Just a couple little examples like that to have, you know, in your bag of tricks in case you need them. So let's just jump over to silver now. Dr. Samuelson Silver. I always think, you know, you pretty much got to say Dr. Samuelson when you're talking silver and Rick Deitch when you're talking zeolite because those are the guys. There isn't somebody better. You know, it's not like Avini has a couple of hired guns that they... Let's just say, sadly, I'm a good example. I mean, you guys have been with me. We've gone through a couple of blenders, like a bunch of rocks in a blender. We've sort of taken a tour of the industry. And you can put a bunch of products in front of me, and I can figure out something to say about them. And if it's all the building blocks of good health, it's pretty tricky because you have so many things to choose from to highlight. So all those things are still of value. And I do tell people, whatever you've learned before is still of value. Now, all of a sudden, we're going to pull the stuff out of the way that's keeping them from working right. And way back when, I'm actually looking at it right this second, I wrote a little, I created a paper, a little pamphlet, and it was that zeolite creates a whole new kind of nutritional product, a whole new category. That deal you hear about category creator, that was me talking about category creator. Rick was a category creator. And the category is takeout. It was a little bit of a play on words, right? Like takeout food. No, it's not takeout food. It's taking out the stuff in you that hurts you. So zeolite takes out the heavy metals. It also is damaging to the pathogens that are in you. Silver is really, really good. I mean, its main thing is infections and infestations of primitive proteins and organisms that might be within you are defeated by the presence of spherical nanosilver, 200 atoms of silver. That's a little line I've been working on. Infections and infestations primitive proteins and organisms are defeated by nano-silver. That's what that's all about. That's what that product is all about. And it I love the way it works because it takes the keys and the tools away from it. You know, if I come into your house and steal or gum up all of your tools and all of your keys or hide them, well, it's pretty tough to get through the next week. You're going to have to figure that out differently. You know, you're probably going to, you know, it's just going to be a pickle. And that's the way the silver works. It takes away the tools and the keys from the primitive proteins and organisms. They can't get in your cells to hurt you. Outside of your cells, they can't do much to harm you. When they get inside your cells, you got big trouble. They're going to start cutting you up to make what they need. Infections and infestations of primitive proteins and organisms are defeated by silver. Most everybody, and this is another one that I use a lot in the very beginning conversations, most everyone has some colloidal silver in their cupboard, and it usually just stays there. Why doesn't it come out? Because it didn't do what they thought it would, what they hoped it would. The promise of it was great, but the actual efficacy wasn't so good. Remember, we evaluate products by two things. Mode of action, magnitude of effect. How does it work? How good does it work? Well, the idea of silver is great, gum up the keys, but what if you use it and it doesn't solve the problem? Need to do something to it. Well, that's when somebody smart like Dr. Samuelson comes in. And he comes up with a way economically to make this product. It has been made before uneconomically. I think Doug Dickey says it's $2,500 to make an ounce the other way. Dr. Samuelson found a way to make it so that it can be your Avini product. A little bit of hints about how he does it. He gives hints, but I'm sure there's secret sauce that most of us could never figure out with our miniature minds. But change of state. It's kind of like a moonshiner getting the moonshine out of the mash. Change of state. Vaporizes it, catches it when it's coming back to a liquid. Leaves the bad stuff behind. Hot plasma. You hear Dr. Samuelson talk about hot plasma. So he just, in my mind, vaporizes the silver, turns the solid into a gas or a liquid, and as it comes back, he catches it at the moment that it has the properties that he wants. And he's smart enough to know that and catch it and do it almost perfectly. If you look at the dispersion of particle size in his product, it's near perfect. Almost all of the product is the size and shape that he wants. Who can do that? I mean, just wondering if somebody can copy what you've got. Do you think that some network marketing enthusiast, hired gun guy, me, you know, you give me a bunch of silver and a wheelbarrow full of zeolite, I can't make those products. I can tell you about them. I can make them interesting. That's kind of my thing. But I'm not Rick. I'm not Dr. Samuelson. And guess what? Other people in other network marketing companies that might want to copy this, they don't know the secret sauce. They don't have the guy either. You really want to have something that isn't easy to duplicate. And these things are held proprietary. You know, these things are not. Why aren't they patented? Because you have to spell out how you do it in order to patent it. Found that it's better to just keep it a secret. Okay, so help me, help us get ready to tell this story better, would you? I'm just thinking that, you know, the people that you go and see that you maybe have coffee with or stop and see, well, there's been some huge discoveries. Would you help me get ready to represent it? I need to learn how to wrap words around it. I'm kind of like writing a song, and every word and every note has to be catchy. Would you help me? And maybe they'd get interested as they're helping you prepare. Here's one that, you know, I like it when you guys pick up some of the language. I like it when Rick picks up some of the things because I spend a lot of time thinking about these things. We have stepped into a stream of miracles. What are the product experiences going to be like? It's going to be as though you stepped into a stream of miracles, and you get to represent them and participate in them. You get to represent them and participate in them. It's like you stepped into a stream of miracles, and you get to represent them and participate in them. Actually, suddenly my daughter is dating a guy who writes songs, and he's the lead singer in a band, and I think about some of these things. Those could be, that could turn into a song. Stepped into a stream of miracles, that could be a song. What moment are you looking for with yourself and your people? What moment? What's that moment look like? I remember when it happened to me down in the basement of a little hotel nearby, and Butch was telling the story about network marketing and stuff and about the cool products and the things you would know about if you did this as opposed to not know about, because other people aren't going to know these things, right? The moment you're looking for is, that's me. I can do that. That little moment of realization. That's me. I can do that. That's what you're looking for. That's what you're looking for. Then all of a sudden, you kind of have to do it. By the way, in network marketing, you don't have to do anything until you say you will. Then you got to do it. You don't have to do anything until you say you will. Then you got to do it. Okay, let's see. So that was a little bit of stuff about silver. Primitive proteins. Infections and infestations of primitive proteins and organisms are defeated. They can't get in. We gum up their tools and their keys so they can't hurt us anymore. Now we've taken that out, right? I really liked what Dave did with Niloxin because I like that takeout theme. You know, it's an umbrella that all our products fit under. He said, Niloxin is takeout too. It's just takeout misery. It's good. Okay, cool. That's great. I love that. That came from him. You know, he pulled that product under the tent with it. And, you know, who caused it to explode? You know, Darren's on the phone with us right now. I happened to, you know, get to hear from him right before and right after that happened. And I thought, oh my gosh, Rick. I actually sent a note to Rick right that moment, and I said, I think Darren is the guy that's going to unlock Niloxin, because this is what we've been waiting for. Somebody who's suffered for 37 years has a compelling voice, a great posture, that can tell that story and is probably very inclined to do it, and that's going to lead to a whole bunch of others making the same discovery. Niloxin is pretty much a try it, you'll like it product, right? And if you don't, we need to find that out too, right? I need to find out. Let's say I'm approaching somebody. I need to find out if this is going to work on your kind of a situation, because I know it's dramatic for people that are in big trouble with even stuff they've had for decades, and it can improve in a fairly short time. It's supposed to take a week to 10 days, but I've got a buddy and he said 45 minutes. Now it's several days later and he's still doing fine. I'm thinking, but I need to know if this is going to work in your situation so I know whether to recommend it to other people like you. How's that for an approach? Niloxin is the door he's coming in, you can bet. He's not coming in the same door I come in. He's not coming in the zeolite door. He's coming in the Niloxin door. People that know Dr. Samuelson, they're coming in the silver door. They're so good that the entryway to Avini is, those are all doors. They're really, really, you know, what's behind door number one? What's behind door number two? Well, turns out all of them are sports cars. They're all really cool products. There's something really neat that everybody wants. Oh, one of them's that huge, beautiful motorhome you travel the world in. Okay, that's okay. I'll take that one too. Okay, what about Z-munity? Immunity. So now you got zeolite and medicinal mushrooms. What if your immune decisions were made correctly? So it's an immune modulator. That's what it's designed to do. It's not an immune irritator. It's an immune modulator so that you get the proper response, not an angry response. Or, I was looking for a word this morning. This is what I got. See if you like it. This is what I came up with this morning. I was looking for a proper response, and I wanted another P word for the opposite of that as far as an immune response. What happened that hurt people so bad during this pandemic? Their immune system panicked. What happens with all these immune dysfunctions? The immune system panics. And then the immune system, your own immune system is now hurting you. So instead of your immune system having a panic response, it has a proper response. That's the concept of an immune modulator. And actually, the zeolite, the silver, the Zimunity, all have that capability of a proper immune response, a proper response in every way by your body. What's the big overriding thing? It takes out the things that are inorganic that are hurting you. It takes out the things that are organic that are hurting you. Causes a proper immune response. Takes away the panicked response. Takes away the misery. That's what the naloxone does. It's all about takeout. Let's put a different umbrella over it. Some of you maybe don't like the takeout umbrella. What about this one? There's a lot of things that we do automatically, right? And when the automatic turns against you, you're in trouble. So on Larry Prophet's desk, there was a sign that said, "No one of us is as smart as all of us." I thought, okay, that's kind of cool. They'll probably listen to me. And then I thought, you doing this really added to that. No one of us is as smart as all of us. But all of us together aren't as smart as the things that happen automatically inside of a properly functioning body. That's the power we're tapping into. It's not fix this, fix that, now fix the problems that that causes. Now it gets more and more complex. It gets simpler and simpler and simpler. All we're doing is reestablishing the automatic features of your system that have been taking care of you for so long. Returning to automatic. That's the way it goes. Instead of you having a doctor, a diagnosis, a prescription, and a pharmacist between you and everything you're trying to do for your health because it might hurt you. Okay, that's not a bad little four words to remember there. Because everybody knows what you're talking about. A doctor, a diagnosis, a prescription, and a pharmacist. I don't really have to explain it very much anymore, do I? Why are those all there? To protect you against the possible ill effects of the treatments they represent. Why do we get these products? Because they can't hurt you. By definition, they can't hurt you or we wouldn't have them. You can't do too much. Can't do too little. You can't really do it wrong. You know, we maybe talk about a lot of details. That's fun. But we don't want to have too many unnecessary additional rules, you know, to use it. It's fun. It's interesting to talk about this or that. But mostly all these things, you use them, they're going to work. Try it. You'll like it. And we hope that it's important enough to you that you choose to join us. So, I really was wanting to boil down something on each product. I need to work on that more, obviously, but I'm looking for, as though we're writing a song here, I'm looking for the better word to be in there. Proper response versus panic. Maybe that goes. Stream of miracles. Those kinds of things that you can use easily in conversation that says a lot in a short time. Doctor, diagnosis, prescription. Those kind of things could be lines in the song that we're singing. And I would like to ask you to help me, and I'd like you to ask others to help us be able to present this very important message to the people that need it, which is everyone. That's what I got for today. Anybody want to open their eyes?
Darren.
Gotcha. Hey. So, yeah, pretty excited about everything, especially George's progress and her picture and stuff like that. And I was listening to the call, and while I was doing that, I was multitasking. I was actually sending that picture out to about 45 people. People I've been talking to, people that are in, so that they can see that, you know, hey, there is something amazing here. And I love everything you said. And you know what? I still feel great for naloxone. I'm not using it as much, but, man, I'm excited.
So it has built up, and it is running in the background. You don't have to do it every single minute, and you can kind of judge if it starts rising up. That's the way it's designed to work. Perfect example. So,
yeah.
You know, I'm sure you're telling people try it, you like it, and you're also learning a little bit about how it works. It's denatured. Remember, it's denatured. That's a big word, denatured cobra venom. So it's not really out there to disable or kill prey anymore. That's not the feature we wanted from it. Here's something that you guys might like. And maybe you two, because I think when people ask you, Darren, you're going to be, I think, probably the world's greatest representative of this product at the moment, so it's great you spoke up here. Essentially, remember the old deal with Edison and Tesla? And Edison had smooth electricity, DC, direct current power. Tesla came up with the idea of alternating current, right? Or was it the other way around? Anyway, so our body runs on DC, like 0.02 millivolts DC. We're able to produce a tiny bit of light, and that's just messaging in our body. Our power is the food we eat, right? The things that are going on in our gut and mitochondria, all that. That's where the power is coming from. But a signal that's transmitting the misery of your hip is a different kind of a signal. I'm going to say it has amplitude. When Rick talks about it, he says it's a different kind of signal. It's like a mountain range instead of a smooth road. And the way that the peptide from the cobra venom works is it just takes the tops off of those high amplitudes. So a misery signal going down a nerve is different than a move me or feel me or sense me or a message that's supposed to be there. The ones that aren't supposed to be there have great amplitude. And the mechanism of the product is to take the peak off of the amplitude. And that's a little bit more detail about how it works. I love that word, denatured cobra venom. I picked that up from Doug when he spoke on Dave's deal Saturday. Denatured cobra venom, because I think everybody kind of fears cobra venom. And I thought, well, you know, denatured, that just takes all the fear out of that. We use the properties of it that are useful. So, I guess a little bit more about Nylox, and I hope that's helpful to you. We can start coming up with synonyms for misery. You know, what do you say when you're hurt? Oh, ouch! You groan. I mean, you know, think about that. We're going to take that out. That's the stuff that's going down that nerve. That ouch message is going down. That's the one we're wanting to mute that one or modify it to quiet that message. Anybody else want to help Darren and I? Help us out. Help us get words wrapped around these things.
We need help.
Hey, Chris.
I think we do that. Yeah, Frank.
I had a little thing. You know, I really liked your statement, you know, one small thing changes everything. And I thought on that and thought on that, and I added this behind it, and I've used it several times. One small thing changes everything and removes the root cause of your diseases naturally.
There you go. So there you have a perfect example of someone putting it in their own words. When it sounds right coming out of you, that's what you're looking for. When you
exactly.
Say, that's me, I can do that, I can say that. And so there's another example. Maybe you're a little bit more like Frank. Maybe that one just resonated with you and that sounded perfect. Darren said something amazing has happened. Something amazing is what Darren said. Did you pick that up?
You could say that Avini Hal takes the DIS out of disease.
Oh, there you go. So there you go. See? Just a little line like that. Quick. Boom. Basically, boom.
I'm smart.
Now, who knew?
Right. Mark that down. Call Guinness.
Suddenly precocious. So that's my line for Darren. Suddenly precocious at age 51. I love it.
Well, Darren,
I
shared your information with my sister who had two rods put in her back in around Thanksgiving and then a hip replacement the first of the year. And, of course, the pain is not going away. So she ordered it right away. And called just crying. She ran in and told my brother, who was shocked to see her moving as fast as she was, the snake oil works. And that was not what I wanted her to say, but it was just the way that she called it and shared it with me and how wonderful she feels. And be nurtured. We'll have to get that word, be nurtured, coming off the tongue better so that it sounds
perfect. Be nature. Who's speaking? Who's speaking right now? This is Joan. Okay.
You know,
well, Joan, you have certainly... How do you feel? That's your paycheck. That's your paycheck coming in. When you hear that, Joan, how does that feel to hear that from your sister?
Oh, my gosh. I'm, you know, it's all I can do to keep from crying, too. So.
Do you ever need a dollar out of the comp plan? We don't have a comp plan yet. I mean, we're working on it. Do you ever need a dollar from it, or are you totally paid right now? Is it that good of a product? Is the benefit worth a lot more than you paid for it?
Oh, amen. It's
good. Not a matter of if, it's a matter of when.
Yeah.
Yes.
It's when the person is willing to listen and just try it. And that's what I keep running up against. But I have a reason to say something that allows them to hear somebody that's not just me saying, oh, I'm feeling better. And I'm feeling so much better all the time.
If you need someone to help you with these calls with people with pain, I'm willing to do three-way calls.
Thank you, Darren. Thank you.
You guys want my number?
Well, of course. That's what I'm walking around looking for my pen.
All right. And this is for anybody. You just got to text me beforehand, make sure I'm available, and let me know who you are because I won't know. Phone number is area code 402. 415-6218.
Thanks, Darren.
That is an act of kindness in network marketing, let me tell you guys. You always have to respect someone who does it in a way that benefits everyone. You have to respect someone who does it in a way that benefits everyone. And you'll never get a bigger example of that than you just did.
Thank you.
I think with that, I better end the call because I could probably, I'm actually kind of having fun here, which is the idea. I better end this call or I'll keep going all day. Thank you, guys. Thank you so much. You know, we're on to something big here, and we need to get good at it. We need help getting the word out.
Yes.